Our stories don't just shape how we think and feel, but they also shape how we act. And that impacts our outcomes, and that reinforces our stories a lot of times. So in other words, our stories actually come true. We create our reality with our stories. So if your story is, my depression makes me feel this way, then you're more likely to act helpless, withdraw, and feel more depressed. Your depression story fuels your depression. If your story is, I'm different from everyone and no one likes me, you're more likely to avoid social interactions and therefore have less friends. And you'll confirm your story. You'll create that reality. See? No one likes me. On the other hand, if your story is, I'm charming and people like to be around me, you'll probably make other people feel good, show real interest in their lives, and as a result, they'll want to be around you. But if your story is, everyone will mistreat me, you'll probably be quick to act guarded, defensive, and angry around people. Essentially, you'll invite other people to mistreat you. It's not that these stories aren't true some of the time. The problem with stories is that we assume they're true all of the time. Believing I'm a victim once isn't a life-ruining pattern. Like, it has happened. I'm sure I've been victimized in my life. But constantly seeing myself as a victim in most situations will definitely impact my life. If I, in 100 situations where things go poorly, think, oh, I'm a victim, everyone's out to get me, then most likely my outcomes will be much worse than if in 100 situations I think, huh, I can influence the outcomes of my life by working hard, learning new skills, and being intentional about how I choose to act. I'm much more likely in 100 situations to have a more positive outcome over the course of my life. So this brings us to a question and a choice that can change your life if you'll let it. What kind of stories do you want to tell? If you want to be less reactive, if you want to have greater intentionality and regulation of your emotions, you have to be willing to question your stories. You don't even have to challenge them or replace them. You don't have to fix them. You just have to be willing to see them for what they are. They're stories. And then you just decide, is this story helpful for me?